here's a story from The World.
Today, Portugal opened a new bridge. That doesn't really capture the news. It is the longest pedestrian suspension bridge in the world. Just from looking at some of the photos, the 516 Arouca Bridge is not for the faint of heart. 516 is its length in meters. That's about 1,700 feet long, more than four football fields in length. It's suspended some 550 feet above a canyon. You can see what it looks like on our Instagram. We are theworld.org/Instagram. Antonio Tadeu headed the project and is with the Portuguese studio Itacons that designed it. First of all, Antonio, congratulations. It's now open for pedestrians, but it takes a bit of courage to cross as I look at it. Can you describe what it actually looks like?
The location is very beautiful because you can see a river if you look down from the bridge. And it's classified as UNESCO Global Geopark, so it's a very, very important place.
So it is a steel structure, correct? And the walkway itself is like a grate. You can see through it down below.
Yeah, it is. It is a grate in such a way that when the wind comes, we make sure that it vibrates, but it not produce impact. And so we don't hear the noise coming from the structure. This has been done also because we'd like to have a very flexible structure.
And even though it's steel, it is, as you say, very light looking. It almost feels like it disappears sometimes. Have you actually been on the bridge yet? I have to assume you have.
A lot of times, of course. I mean, we have just supervised all the construction from the beginning to the end. I have to say that it was quite amazing.
So 1,700 feet is the span. How did you get that first cable from one side of that canyon to the other?
It was a small rope that we just walked down and coming up using alpinists.
So your workers had to be not just skilled in bridge construction, but also, it sounds like, in mountain climbing, alpinism.
Yes. That's true.
So this is a pedestrian bridge. Let's just remind everybody, for someone who is afraid of heights, Antonio, what is the pep talk you give them to assure them that there's nothing with 516 Arouca to be afraid of?
I mean, what I have to say, it's impossible to, if someone is afraid, I'm not going to pick him and to ask him to go to the middle of the bridge. I mean, the people needs to be comfortable crossing the bridge. If you are alone, if you just stand on the middle of the bridge, just the noise coming from the birds, from the river itself, it is something that is amazing. I mean, it's something that feels, for me, to relax me. It's like being in the middle of everything at the same time.
Antonio Tadeu is with the Portuguese studio Itacons, speaking with us about Portugal's newest bridge, 516 Arouca, that he helped design with his colleagues. Antonio, thank you very much.
Okay, welcome.
From PRX.